Blog Talk Radio.
Let's Talk Nikki Radio goes down in 3, 2. Okay, now Nikki. Man, I've been popped off. Okay, now Nikki. Man, I've been popped off. Okay, now Nikki. Man, I've been popped off.
Yes. IFM Radio Nation present Let's Talk Nikki Radio. I'm your hostess with the most, Nikki B, baby. And yes, every week I got hot topics, exclusive interviews. And yes, this hour is sponsored to you by Black Chick Magic, Money Moves, 2525 North Grand Mooney Lounge. And my shout out to Jezzo 704 Westside, you already know. And shout out to my favorite cuzzo, DJ Spit Something on DJ Street Monster Radio, man. Street Monster Radio is the shit, man. And make sure y'all tune into that. And all the hustlers and grinders and the queens and kings and the 704, man. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in on my live on IG and Facebook. Shout out to IFM Radio Nation once again, man. They got your girl, Nikki B. We about to goddamn kick it with this hot track named Bipolar by Jezzo 704. Big Westside for them hoes right here on Let's Talk Nikki Radio. Let's get it, baby.
But I don't be giving a fuck. Real talk, I'm taking it there. Bitches up in the thug. I ain't the one to be test, bitch. I ain't the one to be messed with. You wanna play games and watch how I put you back together like you motherfucking test with.
Okay.
They say I be doing too much. Now my name ringing them bells. But I been fucking my niggas daily. Got the bitch fresh out of jail.
Okay.
I'm doing well, can't you tell? Oh, you just mad that I do it. I ain't got shit to prove to none of y'all bitches. Oh, you just mad that you blew it.
Okay.
I ain't one of them bitches that's barring no 40 and never be bringing it back. I'm one of the bitches who be toting that 40, watching this front and this back. I'm one of the bitches who be out of my body, gotta tell me to relax. And yeah, that's flat, but you know the skinny bitches know how to throw that ass back. They say I've been losing my mind, really I'm going bipolar. I keep on running like motors, and a bitch popping like sodas. All of that weight off my shoulders, gotta stay cold like polar. Gotta wake them up like motors, keep them in line like soda. Stay on my grind, I'm focused, knock it at the park like Sosa. Sit on the streets like Rosa, keep that shit low, Amarosa. And I'm consistently real, fuck how you feel, you are not paying my bills. I am competing with me, and that is just what it is.
Okay.
Y'all keep on sleeping on me, I'ma keep you up like pills. So pack it to steal,
bitch. Okay.
Hey, this shit gotta be perfect.
Yeah. The big way.
Damn right.
Big B,
not the little one.
Fred Abel C, now they just mad, it ain't enough. Hop in the bag, go get the cash, but it ain't enough. Now they all on my dick, I ain't giving them shit, but it ain't enough. I just hit the gap, well, first now they laugh, but it ain't enough. It ain't enough. I just wanna add and double the bed with the use of the count ain't enough. I got used to the cat, got me all in the set, but I'm swearing it still ain't enough. All I need is a flip, now I'm making them sick and they mad, but it still ain't enough. All I need is a flip, now I'm making them sick and they mad, but it still ain't enough.
But I'm making it rough,
but I'm making
like
it
niggas
rough.
Niggas hate it so much.
Take care, never chase no ass.
Guess
the suckers only used to get one.
Bust
now, I got my fun.
Cats
on track like the dope gon' crunch.
Filling
up a set like a bag gon' come. Get the pack in the rap, but the cat gon' come. Why they all so mad, it's not they sick. Probably same reason out of God
they
bit. Word how me, who's top my zip. Like
my
a mama's on the ground, let the girl in my dick. That's
why.
It ain't never enough.
I
see no fist, I envy beside my bitch. Let them make me, cause if not they piss. But I kill it with the band, let them buy these zips. Gotta see it, let it throw it up. One seed, now I'm growing up. Cash bombs, better blow it up. Fill them up with every wine, aim for a grand. And it ain't too many that can knock me off my stand. Only be the money, give a nigga even a chance. Only about finance when you coming from the rough. I'ma get to the cash, it ain't never enough. See, now they just mad, it ain't enough. Hop in the bag, go get the cash, but it ain't enough. Now they all on my dick, I ain't giving them shit, but it ain't enough. I just hit the gap, well first now they laugh, but it ain't enough. It ain't enough.
I just wanna add and double the bed with the use of the count ain't enough. I got used to the cat, got me all in the set, but I'm swearing it still ain't enough. All I need is a flip, now I'm making them sick and they mad, but it still ain't enough. All I need is a flip, now I'm making them sick and they mad, but it still ain't enough. Cool. But now you just high. Ain't it funny how less of the ride? Try to play me, not think you would not. Now you mad, you want your ass and I drop. Be flat like a sober, like a soda, I pop. I was playing money seeds, trying to nourish my crop. Fucking while I bleed, trying to garnish my drives. But I'll never get to see when I follow, won't stop. Doing exactly what I'm close to. And it's something ain't close to. All I want is the money. If it ain't about bitches, there's really no need to be social. It'd be easy to cut them off and be a close few. Maybe they're gonna talk. On the ride, watch them walk like the gas I went off top. And I know they gon' hate. I make sure that I ain't. Now they all on my plate. That they all gon' wait. I can never look fake, but they all in my face. Trying to plead their case. Nah. Monroe, no race, back up and need more space. Yeah. It ain't up that they sick, but they always be pissed. Count my pockets, but try to make flips. Ain't no me while I need they bitch. It ain't enough, I need way more flips. Now they just mad, it ain't enough. Hop in the bed, go get the cash, but it ain't enough. Now they all on my dick, I ain't giving them shit. It ain't enough. I just hit the gas, but first now they laugh, but it ain't enough. It ain't enough. I just wanna add and double the bed with the use of the count ain't enough. I got used to the cat, got me all in the set, but I'm swearing it still ain't enough. All I need is a flip, now I'm making them sick and they mad, but it still ain't enough. All I need is a flip, now I'm making them sick and they mad, but it still ain't enough. Hop in the bed, go get the cash, but it ain't enough. I just hit the gas, but first now they laugh, but it ain't enough. Just wanna add and double the bed with the use of the count ain't enough. I got used to the cat, got me all in the sick, but I'm swearing it still ain't enough. All I need is a flip, now I'm making them sick and they mad, but it still ain't enough. All I need is a flip, now I'm making them sick and they mad, but it still ain't enough.
Let's Talk Nikki Radio goes down in 3, 2.
Okay, now Nikki. Man, I've been popped off.
Okay, now Nikki.
Gentlemen, we're sitting down with Young Fifth, Charlotte Finest, a talented young man who got some bangers. We're about to go into this hot song. It's called 22 Questions. Young Fifth, what's up, baby?
What's going on with you? How are you?
Fine. Nice to have you on the show tonight, man. Tell us about this. Introduce your song, and we're going to get to the interview about the song later. So tell us, introduce your song, and we're going to go right into it.
Well, which one we about to do, 22?
22 Questions, baby.
Yeah, well, basically, I just did a little rundown. One of my favorite rappers coming up was my boy 50 Cent. You feel me? That's why a lot of people don't know, but that's why they call me Young 50. So being Young 50, I had to do some Young 50 shit. You feel me?
Oh, shit. We better get right into that. With 22 questions right here on Let's Talk Nikki Radio. DJ, spin this shit, man.
Queen City. You're now rocking. With Young 50.
It's Young 50, baby.
You gotta love it.
Uh-huh.
I just wanna twist this fucking lock. Got knocked, I can't leave it till July. You drive me crazy, shorty, knock. It's just every time I feel you next to me. I provide all the love you need and I would bust his ass if I ever see you cry. Got some questions I've been dying to ask you now. Was hoping you could give a nigga the answers. If I fell off tomorrow, would you be there? If I hit you so hard, would you be there? If I got locked up and told you I ain't do shit, but you wanna look out for a nigga, leave me there. If I didn't smell so good, would you be here? If I ain't fuck you like I do, would you be there? I gotta know that you could love me through the dumb shit. Want you to be the only one I use my tongue with. You make my tongue lit, make me wanna eat it. I'm on my little piece of high and ready when you need it. I tell the whole city, I tell them get out of office. You in good hands, baby girl, I'm on my horse. Is you feeling me like I feel you? You gon' rock with me like I do you. When I'm down, is you still gonna have love for me? And girl, we gon' shit on these hoes, it's on God. As long as you prove that you ain't no fraud. And you down, and you still have love for me.
You gon' make a nigga turn up for no reason. I'm talking back to Timberlands, cause it's tough season. You know, it's nigga from the Jersey, so it's way different. The nigga thinkin' cause they dirty and ain't nothing different. We like to pull up on a nigga, he just manhandled. The other nigga, I know him, bitch, he just manhandled. And she know for the type of nigga that's gon' do it sticky. I told her exactly what I wanna do and then I did it. I got a parent down the way, and you gon' ride with me. If I go rob a bank today, you come inside with me.
when I'm down? Do you still have love for me, girl? We gon' shit on these songs, it's on God. Long as you prove that you ain't no fraud, and you down, and you still have love. You gon' love me when I'm big, please. You gon' love me when I'm stuck. I got 22 questions.
Yes, 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 ladies and gentlemen. That was Young Fifth with 22 questions right here on Let's Talk Nicki Radio. Yeah, that's a hot banger, man. You do remind me of 50, man. That's that throwback track right there. How you come up with that concept again? You came up with that concept again because you... Huh? What was you about to say?
Yeah, I didn't mean to cut you off, my fault. But yeah, that's basically it. Like I said, growing up, man, 50 was my number one rap. I got a bunch of faves, just a bunch of ghosts, but that was my number one. So every now and then I try to throw some in to let people remember, like, that I'm Young Fifth.
I used to like 50 back in the day. I liked it when he came out. You said you were a gangster. I liked him back in the day.
Okay.
I liked him the old. You know what I'm saying? I try to throw shade, yo. You know what I'm saying, man? But I hear this up north accent. Is you not from Charlotte or you up north? You from up north?
Nah, see, I ain't gonna lie. I rep East Charlotte. Like, I've been here since I was 14 years old, you feel me? But I'm originally from North New Jersey. That's my hometown. I'm from Jersey.
I got a lot of people that's from North Jersey. Y'all mad cool up north people. My best friend, her name is Alicia, and she's very smart, and she's from North Jersey. Y'all got this different type of swag with y'all, man. Y'all can dress y'all asses off, too. And y'all cool people.
Yeah.
There's a lot of North Jersey
people
down here in Charlotte. Yeah, that's my girl right there, man. Shout out to the North, man. North Jersey, man. Y'all be saying, what's cooking?
Yeah.
That's what y'all be saying. Y'all be like, what's cooking?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I know a little something, man. I know a little something. I'm country as hell. I'm goddamn 704 Mecklenburg County. East side of Charlotte, too, man. You hear me?
Yeah, straight like that. Shout out to East Charlotte. Hell yeah.
East Charlotte, man.
Hell
you already know how we do. So how long have you been an artist? How long have you been an entertainer?
Man, honestly, man, I've been doing music and shit since a youngin'. I've been writing songs since elementary, but I've been honestly, like, taking my craft serious since, like, I said, like, high school around, like, 15, 16. That's when niggas was just telling me, like, fuck doing them. Fuck just writing verses, bro. You need to go record some songs. Like, being from Jersey, all I used to do is battle rap. You feel me? That's all I wanted to do. But people used to tell me once I came down here, it was niggas in Charlotte who used to tell me, like, bro, you could really rap. Like, you need to make you some songs. So shout out to 704, and that's when I started doing it.
So is you doing any shows down here?
Yeah, I done done multiple shows. I ain't really been able to do nothing recently because of, you know, we quarantining and shit and the curfew or whatnot. But, every opportunity I get, I try to rock out.
Well, I want to send you an invite. Each and every Thursday, Nicki B and Kevin Fox got Maboney's Bar and Grill, 4800 Monroe Road. It's lit, baby. We got all the goddamn artists out there performing. We're giving away cash prize, interviews, and also plaques. So if you want to come out there this Thursday, let me know. Send me a picture and I'll sign you up, man. You can be my headline goddamn performer out there if you want to.
Man, I'm coming out there. I already heard about y'all. I ain't know that was your event, but hell yeah, I done heard about it multiple times. Y'all be lit. I'm definitely coming.
Yeah, that's hosted by your girl Nicki B, man. And ladies and gentlemen, just let everybody know who's listening to the live, listen to this live on my IG, my Facebook. If y'all want to be a part of this, if y'all want your music spin, please reach out to me at letstalknickiradio@gmail.com to submit your music. And also, if you want to know more about our brand, go to www.ifmradio.com. Anywho,
100.
If people want to call me while I'm online, man, don't do that, people. Y'all see I'm online. Call me later, man. Y'all interrupting me. Goddamn pimp, man. So what's the name of this EP you got going on?
That's the last EP I got going on. It's Gucci, yeah. That's going to be the new video. We shoot the video for Gucci next week. That's the new single off the EP called Voodoo. And yeah, that's going to be the new single.
Ooh, so I'm like, you know, send me an invite. I'll come support you, man. Come to the video shoot. Where you going to have the video at?
Yeah, I love that. Shit, I got the other artist on the song is my boy Big Pusher, so we going to shoot a scene wherever bro want to shoot one at. I got to figure out where you want to do
Big
that. Pusher. Yeah, that's my dog. Hell yeah. So we're going to do one wherever he want to do his verse. We're going to do that. And me, I'm probably going to go, I'm from Eastway in the Plaza, you feel me? So I'm probably going to be around that area.
What? I'm from the Plaza Road with him, Shy. He was my.
And I'm from City Side. We family. Stop playing.
We from City Side, nigga.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I saw you at the goddamn store somewhere, man. I didn't even realize it.
Probably yeah. So. Hell yeah. Probably
I just
so.
Came from the Plaza. I rush here just to get home to you. I just came from the East Side, man. That shit goddamn crazy. I
appreciate
love the
it, too.
Yes, but So did you tell me the name of your EP you dropping, or you just doing singles?
Yeah, the video, the first single off of it is going to be Gucci, but the EP is called Voodoo.
Oh, Voodoo. Okay, so the EP is called Voodoo. Okay, so that's what's up.
Yeah.
So how many songs you have on this EP?
On Voodoo, it's just like 8 songs. It's only like a little 8 song EP, but I guarantee every song on it, I put my all in every last song.
Yeah, okay, this is up. So besides Pusha, do you have any more features on here?
Any more features? Yeah, like I did a couple features like verses, but on this EP, I really collaborated with more artists with more producers from out of town. Like as far as features, like, you know, I got my boy Big Pusha repping East Charlotte. Shout out to the bro. I got my homeboy Kush on there. My boy Kush, he repping the 843. He's straight out of Beaufort, South Carolina. Real Geechee nigga. He spit raw rap. Like my boy Keith 100. He went to the Yeah, like my nigga, he one of the very few niggas that's gonna give you like soul music. Like you can feel my nigga music. My nigga keeps shit 100. You feel me? Who else I got on there? To be honest, them the only two features I got on that shit. To be honest,
and you don't
really
got no more queen.
Thing.
You don't got no
you
queen
say,
from the city in there. You don't got no queen on the track. You might need Diddy B
on
the
first
it,
one. I did that on the first one. But on the second one, I only put 2 features. I really was trying to give niggas more of me this one because I had a bunch of features on the first one. So this one, I really just tried to do more of me on it. You feel me?
So who was the female artist you had on the first one?
The female artist from the Queen City, but she Geechee as well. She from South Carolina. She also repping Beaufort County, South Carolina. Her name got Juicy Smolar. You feel me? Like you can follow her on IG is at the real Juicy Smolar. She repping the 843. Like, she hard. She raw. Like, she raw. Like, I ain't even know Shorty.
That's what's up. That's what's dope. That's dope. I would love to get in tune with a Geechee female rapper, man. And that's close to being Jamaican to me. You know, my family Geechee, they damn self. So my family's
hey,
always.
She actually is Jamaican, though. She actually is Jamaican, though. Yeah, hell yeah.
Right. That's a beautiful thing, man. So let me ask you a couple questions about the industry. And, like, any features do you like to do with anybody who's already made it in the industry, like Lil Wayne or anybody like that?
Right now,
who you like to work with?
I mean, there's a couple of artists I like, but, like, right now, if I was in the industry right now, my number one, I'd go for my nigga Kodak. Like, that's one of my favorite artists, but with the new school, my nigga Fresh Out, so I know he got some shit to say. So, yeah, I'd go for my nigga Kodak.
Kodak Black?
Yeah, Kodak Black.
Nigga ain't made no music since 99, 2000, man. Nigga ain't
he
made
just
no
came home.
That nigga locked up.
He just came home. He home he now, though.
Home.
You feel me? I know he got some shit to say. Yeah, he home now. He came home last week. I know he got some shit to say.
I hope his ass stay out of trouble, man. Man, motherfuckers need to go fuck upset. All these rappers is killing each other, having fucking beats, and going to jail for what? I don't even understand that shit, man. If I got money like that, I would stay out the fucking way, do what the fuck I need to do, and get them make some more millions. You hear me? The other dude that got locked up somebody. What's his name? Young Lucci or something like that. That shit is ridiculous,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
And he really didn't even kill nobody. Yeah. He was affiliated. He was just in the car. I mean, y'all just throwing your life away, man. That shit is crazy. They got a lot of stuff in the system to set up a black person to fail us. I don't know if music is one of them, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people like doing music, you know what I'm saying? And it's you know, some people don't got nothing but music. And, you know, music is very influential. And I just wish that, you know, as young black people, we just, you know, just be better with our delivery. Because this generation, you know, growing up is really paying attention. And everybody want to be goon goon gang gang. Like the other night at a show, at a sweet 16 birthday party, some gang affiliation bullshit. The dude, you know what I'm saying, was a little sweet 16th birthday. The little dude, and it's at an event that we do a business at, you know, so not the event that I do my showcase at, but it's in another venue. And the crazy thing about it, the little young boy, he's like, yo, I'm about to shoot this shit up. And the nigga left, came back, came through the back door with a gun, and came in there and started shooting the shit up. And a young, an innocent young little man got shot in the fucking head, man. The shit is crazy. It's all on Facebook.
This is in Charlotte?
Yeah, this happened day before yesterday. It's crazy, yo. It's fucking crazy. Yeah, I want to give a shout-out to everybody that's tuning in, man. Like, share, man. Shout-out to Young Filth right here from Charlotte, North Carolina. I got him on live right here doing an exclusive interview with Let's Talk Nikki Radio. So, yes, how you feel about the music industry? How you feel about all this stuff going on now with the music, how people getting played, with the royalty checks? How do you feel about it?
Yeah, shit, like, all you hear about, you look at it like, you ain't even really got to read the news, because it'll be in that, but you look on social media, shit, you can't trust anything you see on social media, but a lot of this shit be active, you feel me? You always see some shit about a nigga get played, and, like, from what I was told, like, my dream, I've been wanting to do music since I was little, so my dream was always to get signed to some big-ass label and do music, but shit, as I got older and I watched shit happen and shit, like, man, it really seemed like it'd be best for a nigga to do his shit on his own. You feel me?
For you to
sign yourself. Yeah, that's what it seemed like. Like, it was always, they made it seem like it was the dream to get signed to a big label. But niggas is out here doing their music by themselves, and they getting a bag. They owning all their royalties. Like, it really seemed like it'd be better to just do it yourself.
You're right about that, because I know a lot of, I watched a lot of YouTube channels, and one show is called The Color Show. Everybody go follow The Color Show. It has the dopest entertainers on there. And I also looked up the application. Anybody can get on the show. And, like, once you get on the show, you're going to show for 5 hours, and you're going to get 500,000 views, because that's how many people watch their show. They have people from UK, from London, from Africa. They be having all different types of people with different type of background and music be doing their thing up there. Yeah. And they be getting put on. You know what I'm saying? So all these people who got the big names, man, they get dick. You know what I'm saying? These people who got them working on themselves, you know, working for themselves and getting their own shows, they getting paid, you know what I'm saying, locally, and got them, you know, from city to city, they the one getting paid, because, you know, it's not no middleman. You feel me? So, yeah.
Right.
I do agree with that. You know what I'm saying? So, what would be your dream venue? Like, if you was to get, you know, a record deal or get signed indie artist tomorrow, would you like to go to the BET Awards, the coach? Like, where would you like to go and perform?
I mean, to keep it a buck, any venue where the crowd gonna rock with me, I'm gonna rock with them, you feel me? But if I had, like you said, a dream, I'm from up top. I'm gonna go with Madison Square. And that's
Madison
big. A lot of niggas don't do that. Ain't too many niggas sold out Madison Square, but I'm gonna go with Madison Square. Why not?
Right. So tell us something about you that we don't know. Right? Let us know something deep. If you wanna get deep. You know what I'm saying?
Something deep about me, shit, like, man, this shit my passion. I've been doing this shit, like, a lot of niggas just wake up one day and decide they want to write a song. Like, I literally been doing music since a kid. Like, I don't know if y'all do that down here, but in up north, like, when we graduate kindergarten, you feel me? And at the end of our graduation, everybody had to tell the whole crowd what they want to be. I literally got my ass whooped 5 years old telling niggas I wanted to be a rapper. You feel me? My mother was dead embarrassed, but I meant that shit. I put that on everything I stand for. Like, I meant that shit, though. Like, that's really what I wanted to do. That's always been my dream. That is really my passion. For real.
Can't nobody tell you what you don't want to, you know, what you want to be. Because, like, when I was younger, I told my grandma I didn't want to eat meat. And now she, and I'm, like, almost a vegan right now. You know what I'm saying? I do eat seafood. Mm-hmm. I love seafood. And the only thing besides seafood, I eat chicken. But I'm about to cut that out soon. So, but, you know, when you a kid, you know what you want to be. You know what I'm saying? You more in tune with yourself than you is when you get older. Because as you get older, there's a lot of distractions. So I think when you're a kid, you more in tune with yourself or who you want to be. You know what I'm saying? But, you know what? Do you have any visuals you don't have?
Say any visuals I got out right now?
Yes. I would like to look you up.
Yeah, so. Hell yeah, so anybody that want to look me up, you type in Young Fib, I spell it the regular way, YOUNG, and it's spelled Fifth, FIF. You look me up on YouTube, and my first single I put out a tape, it's So Voodoo just came out. You feel me? But before Voodoo, it was Get Rich or Get Rich 2. That was the name of the tape. My first single off of that shit was called East East. I got a video for East East. It's on YouTube. I got all my close people in that shit. You feel me? We rocking out on that shit. That shit was a smash. Everywhere I go, they love that song. That shit get played, got played in over 25 countries. You feel me? That's one of my biggest hits. You feel me? Yeah, hell
that's,
yeah.
That's fire
that shit
right
played
there.
Everywhere. Yeah, that's hell
fire
yeah.
Right.
And then I got another one. Hell yeah. I got another one. It's called Boosie Vibe. You feel me? And it's self-explanatory. It's exactly that. It's called Boosie Vibes. You feel me? And that's the second single off of that shit. They both on YouTube. Y'all go stream that right now.
Right. Boosie Vibe and the 22 Question and that Gucci is hitting, man. Y'all make sure y'all go follow him on all platforms, baby. And that's Young Fifth, right?
Young Fifth, man.
Feels like a pint,
hell
man.
Yeah.
Take a fifth, man.
Fifth, hell yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I'm country as hell, man. I'll be saying some country ghetto shit that is easy. I'm on some Pink of Fifth right now. I'm on Pink of Taylor Port right now. I'm on some wine, still fine, smoking on that.
Oh, you got that good shit. Oh, yeah,
I'm
that's
that
boss shit. I see.
That teleport be having me feeling good, baby. I feel good right now.
Yeah.
But anywho,
nah, for real.
Any advice you would give any upcoming artist?
The advice that I give any upcoming artist, I tell them stay 100% true to yourself. Like, don't change your music. Make your music. Don't let nobody else tell you, like, oh, you should sound like this, or maybe you should do this, maybe you should say that. Like, nah, make your music and stay true to yourself. Because this is niggas that nobody expected to blow who got millions. Stay true to your own music. Uniqueness will get you a long way.
That's a beautiful thing right there. I got two, three more questions to ask you. I got to ask this for all the ladies. The ladies want to know. Because, you know, once they follow your videos, look you up on IG and Facebook and shit, they can be like, God damn, who is Young Fifth right there? So ask, the ladies want to know, are you single out there, sir? Are you single?
Fifth is not single right now. Fifth is a family man. I'm not going to lie, ladies. Fifth is a family man. I can't deny that.
Oh, so you're not a single man. That's what you're saying, sir.
Nah, I'm not a single man.
Ladies, Young Fifth is taken, so he's off guard, ladies. No, you cannot got them being his DM. You can't got them. Just follow the nigga, man. Just follow his ass.
Nah,
okay?
They could definitely be in the video, though. That's different. That's different. Like,
you want them in the video?
Nah, that's completely
different.
Well, you
see all
the
information. I'm going to bring the video. Okay, man? We're going to turn up on your video shoot next week. Just send me that information. We're going to be lit, man. I'm going to come and support.
Yeah, I definitely want you to come out there. Hell yeah.
Yo.
You can hear me? I don't know if you can hear me, but I can't hear you. You might have me on mute.
What's happening with you, Young Fifth? Give us 1 second. She's coming right back. You hear me? She will be right back.
Cheers. I got you.
Let's Talk Nicki Radio. We are here, man. What's happening?
Yo.
Who got online right here? DJ Spitson, what are you doing, man? Hello?
Hey, I'm right here. We had a technical difficulty over here.
Four people online. Who? Everybody online. Who's 493 number? Hello?
We can all talk.
Hello?
Oh.
Hello? This is crazy, yo. I don't know what's going on with the lines, but I'm going to continue to show. I'm about to end all these calls. DJ Spitson, end all the calls. Hello?
I got you. Yeah.
Phil, you good?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Yeah, I don't know what DJ Spitson doing, man. He got a lot of shit going on. No, piss somebody else in there on the line, man. Shit is kind of confusing, man.
Bro said he was having technical difficulties. He said, give him a second.
But no, it's all cool, though. I, I'm gonna go ahead in and out. Just go ahead, give me all your shout outs. Any shout outs you wanna give, man?
Yeah, first and foremost, I want to shout you out, and I want to tell you I appreciate you. I want to shout out DJ Spitzel and tell him the same thing. I appreciate y'all for giving me the opportunity. Shit, I want to shout out the whole 973. I want to shout out the whole 704 and everybody that supported me. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, and I appreciate you, Young Phil. Definitely, after we get offline, I'm going to call you through Google, and we're going to get all the information for your video shoot, because I would like to come up there and support you, man. All love. And also, tell everybody how they can follow you on all platforms, from social media to with your music, whatever. Tell us how we can get you.
Sure, you can type me in on any music platform at Young Phil, YoungFif. You can follow me on Instagram at Big Homie Fiff. That's BigHomieFiff.
Yes, well, thank you for tuning in, man. I'll talk to you soon, Young Fiff. Ooh, thank you for tuning in to Let's Talk Nikki Radio. Hello. I'm back.
I need y'all to
was y'all a couple recently? Was y'all a couple recently?
No.
Or
no.
So why did it shock you that he's in a relationship now?
Because I don't know. Because I had like 13 shots maybe.
He had 13 shots. Hit you from the back 13 times, or just 13 shots of just talking, or 13 shots of looking. Like?
No, I done had 13 shots of doing it right now.
Ooh.
Okay, I just want to talk about the music. I need y'all to play that East, please. Like, all my niggas about to tune in. Like, y'all really gotta blow this man up. Like, he got like y'all for real. Like, for real. Y'all are asleep. I don't even think y'all talking about a sneak link. What it? Fuck that. I shouldn't even
I'm about to go.
That.
Listen, you know what? Boo thing. You about to make me go follow this nigga on all social medias. I'm about to download him
listen,
on Spotify. I'm about to find
he's
him.
He's on
to,
it. He's on all platforms. He's on all platforms. He's on all platforms.
It's about to be lit, man. I'm
except,
about to get it to him.
He's not on SoundCloud, though.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. But you know what? And I told him I was going to come out to his video shoot next week. So maybe we all can link. I'll be meeting Boo Thang. I could be meeting goddamn him. And we all could be in the video turn the fuck up. You say he needs some females. So Boo Thang, bring your biddies out. I'm going to bring like two friend girls. We want goddamn filet. He'd be like, cheers.
Well,
network,
that's
right?
The thing. I don't know what it'll be like if I show him my face. Like, ugh.
You might be a crazy ass, ain't you?
I'm not even
you
that. I'm in love with a whole other nigga. But it's not even about, it's not that. It's just the last time we, anyway, man. Never mind.
Listen, my invite, come out to the video shoot with me. We're going to turn up for Young Filth, man. You are supportive. At the end of the day, Sonic, you support this man. Oh, I'm going to support
him. Yeah, I'm just supporting. I'm just a supporter.
Let's get it in, Queen. I would love for you to come out there, Boo Thang. We could all support him and turn up together, man.
Right? Yes, facts.
Will you do that? I'll call you back.
Okay. You call me back.
Okay, Boo Thang. Thank you for tuning in to Let's Talk Nikki Radio. Everybody, shout out to Boo Thang for calling in. Young Fifth X Boo Thang. Ooh, right here on Let's Talk Nikki Radio.
But shit they can't, and all these niggas talk about what they gon' do.
Hey, nigga.
But shit they ain't.
Uh-huh.
I woke up at 9 in the morning to give me some puss. Then I went to the bank. I woke up at 9 in the morning and put on that foot. Cause I hope they play. They lookin'
hey.
Like damn, these niggas they stupid, man. These niggas ain't got no motherfuckin' sense. Killin' when these niggas right there in the yard and they bury the body of the motherfuckin' fence. And I don't know what none of these niggas done told you, but I said it all like the 4th of July. If he think it's sweet, then tell him to try. Bet you he won't, or I bet he die. Stuck in the club with a big old fire. That nigga says money murder for real. Shawty go fuck around and think I'm from Buffalo. How I pop up and start paying her bills. I'm just a regular nigga for Charlotte, little baby. You ain't got a motherfucking lie. I fly and bust, I look up for my target, her butt and punch her in her motherfucking eye. And nigga, I don't know none of these niggas. Let one of these niggas and I put that on my game. Nigga pussy and fucking, they rookie is fucking. They bet not say my name. I might get raw when these niggas go live on these niggas and kill him from my fans. These niggas goofy to me and they coochie to me. And these niggas ain't got no fans.
Me, they done felt me, or they did me.
be spraying weed and shots at me. Cause I'm an east side nigga, I don't play. A nigga try to test me, bitch, and I spray. And then they see me, we gon' shoot. And if you say fuck me, nigga, fuck you, nigga, fuck you too. Yeah, I'm an east side nigga, I don't play. And then try to test me, bitch, and I spray. And then they see me, we gon' shoot. And if you say fuck me, nigga, fuck you, nigga, fuck you too.
Let's Talk Nikki Radio goes down in 3, 2.
Okay, now Nikki. Man, I've been popped off.
Okay, now Nikki.
Man, I've been popped off.
Okay,
now Nikki. Man, I've been popped off.
Yeah. And gentlemen, I'm back, baby. I'm back. I cook crack, man. I'm lit. I had an exclusive interview tonight. Boo thing called tonight. It was lit, man. I hope I get to meet this queen next week at the video shoot, man. Because she sounds very interesting. If she's a stalker or not, I think she might be a crazy lover. Y'all let me know. Call in. Let me know, man. Goddamn. Hit me up. 515-605-9898. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to goddamn give a shout out to all the black people out here for Black History Month. It don't matter, you try. Black History Month. You know what? Let me give you some black history. Untold black history inventors wasn't taught in school. Thomas Jennings, he was a dry cleaner and tailor inventor. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, shout out to Madam C.J. Walker. She was a hair care cosmetic. Shout out to Sarah Broom. She did the iron. She was the inventor of the iron board. And shout out to Garrett Morgan. He invented the gas mask and tractor lights. Okay, ladies and gentlemen. So shout out to all the black inventors. Rest in peace to their beautiful soul, my ancestors. Happy Black History Month, ladies and gentlemen. And Black Lives Matter at the end of the day. Stop this black on black fucking balance, man. It's driving me motherfucking crazy. I can't deal. I'm an epic, okay? Okay, I'm throwed off a little bit too. In a good way. And you know what? And to all the movies lovers out there, all the movie lovers, Coming to America Part 2 will be hitting the films March the 5th on Amazon Prime. Y'all stay tuned for that. Starring Eddie Murphy and Arsenio Hall, the studio aired a trailer for Coming to America, the sequel. This Super Bowl Sunday passed, yesterday? It was lit, man. The original movie came out in 1988, so it was like a decade later. They're doing another fucking movie, man. This shit about to be crazy. And the preview was very funny, man. So y'all stay tuned for that. I can't wait till this movie come out. Let me know how y'all feel about that, man. I love motherfucking Eddie Murphy. He's a funny character. All them niggas funny. And I can't wait to get down, smoke my blunt, drink my motherfucking wine, and sit right there and look at that motherfucking movie. It's going down March the 5th on Amazon Prime. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I got my homie right here. Goddamn IFM Nation representative, man. Solo. What's up, Rolo?
Oh, what's going on? How you doing, man? Say,
how you doing,
Solo, aka Roland, for those who know me. What's good, Nick?
Yes, thank you very much for calling in, man. Like I said, it's going down with Detroit the 17th of next month, right?
Oh, no, it's in July 17th.
July? Listen, when DJ Spit something told me that, when he told me this, 2 months ago, I planned it for the next month, which was next month, like this month coming up. So my date's fucked up, man. I just be ready to goddamn book and load and ready to go. BCM, shout out to Big Bad Brits. I see y'all had him on the show, and y'all liked him, man. He bring my brother out there, so we all coming down there as a family. So, yes, we will be definitely meeting each other. Tell everybody where you from, man.
Oh, well, you know, long ways away from home, man. I'm from Texas, man, but the show has got me all the way up in Detroit now. You know what I'm saying? We're doing some things. We're rocking and rolling. So we came from the Triple D to the Big D. You know what I'm saying? So, say, shout out to all the artists that's been putting in work, man, because, hey, without them, ain't no us. Because if they don't make the music, we don't have nothing to listen to. And we appreciate y'all.
Right. Thank you. Yeah, and that's a beautiful thing. And tell everybody more about your show, how they can tune in to your show on IFM Radio Nation.
Oh, well, you know, this was your show. You know, I was going to come on and dig with what you got going on.
No, Terry, but we family. We all on the same fucking goddamn entity, man. So tell everybody about your show and how they can tune in, man.
Well, I got the relax and relate show. You know what I'm saying? We come on every Wednesday and Friday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern. But because of everything that's going on, we're going to add a couple extra days for y'all. So look out for us on Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. We coming in strong. So that's what we're going to do. Y'all make sure y'all tap in with us. All businesses, hey, y'all looking for the promo artists. Y'all need y'all's music heard, you know, things like that.
Right.
Y'all just tap in with us. And, hey, we got y'all from the Midwest to the East Coast. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We got you.
Right, and ladies and gentlemen, this big things, big platforms, big things popping, man, this year. And he's all the way in Detroit. So y'all see on my live, Facebook and IG, y'all want to get in tune with Solo Rolo Dolo. Y'all want to be over there in Detroit and get y'all shit played and come to this event July the 17th in Detroit?
Correct. July 17th. Yeah, Battle of I-75,
man,
it's going down. It's going down.
I'm
going to be hooping
flight,
out there,
man.
Like Rucker Park.
Yes, we catching flights, baby. And I ain't driving on damn Detroit. I'm catching a flight out there. I might even book my shit early, man. It's going down. I'm going to bring a couple artists down there. You hear me? So, yes, if y'all want to know more, yes. What you say, baby?
Oh, if anything pop off before July 17th, I'm going to let you know, because I'm really trying to come up with a nice little spring fest in April, maybe May. I'm trying to do a little spring fest real quick.
So let me know, man. We'll get this shit popping, man. Everybody, you know, we're taking flights and doing big things this year. It's a beautiful thing to me. Anyway,
and I like your little backdrop you got on your live, too. I like your little facade and your lights, because I got you on the radio and I got you on the live. So, you know, I'm tapping in always possible.
Well, thank you, Keon. I really appreciate that support, man. You know, like I said, I'm new to y'all family, and y'all, it's all love. Shout out to Miss Melissa. Shout out to Sheldon. Shout out to DJ Spitzup. Shout out to you, man. Hey, we about to be turned up. Y'all got y'all ghetto cousin on the west side, east side, Charlotte, man. 704. I'm lit. You hear me? We about to turn up, man. If y'all want to get y'all music spin, man, make sure y'all holler at me on letstalknickiradio@gmail.com, and make sure y'all follow our website at www.ifmradio.com, man. Shout out to you, Solo, man. Thank you for calling in, baby.
Oh, yeah. Appreciate it.
Ooh, peace out, baby. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, man, I appreciate all this love tonight, man. I am tipsy and feeling real good. It's a beautiful thing. DJ Spitzum, go ahead and drop some shit, man. Play anything. Let's just turn this goddamn show up, man. Tune in, Let's Talk Nicky Radio. Ooh, let's get it.
Kept it silent, kept it cool, and I ain't never let a hater know my moves. Just show and prove, it's fuck the rules. I kept it rude, but kept it smooth, and I ain't have to be a shooter, keep a two. But I peep the view, they hate your views, they'd rather see you about to lose. But as soon as you get a win, now them bitches wanna choose, wanna know if they can prove. I was waiting on my cue to knock down just a few. Come to me to pay, they do fuck all that tough shit. I just came to bust shit, never cuff stitches, build it up, I wanna stuff shit. Talking bad. On top of bed, I was down all on my head, pulling snakes up under grass. But I'm the one that they outcast, and they swear I'm doing bad. Wanna see me at their feet, I'd rather see me getting cash. Make them mad at they defeat, they take away what I complete. I'm a king, no nigga beat. You can let them till they stop, but they'll never let you speak. They never switch aside, they busy switching on me. They ever need a ride, they were depending on me. Now they bending on me, steady mention on me. At first it was all love, now it's tension on me. They on some fuck shit. Put they bitch before they fin, they on some fluff shit. Pillow talking, but they swear they gon' bust shit. It be the same fam, you learn to put some trust in. Same ones when you hangin', but you rushed in.
Ain't no question how I'm coming. I just wanna keep on ride, cause I was never comfy running. Now I gotta teach them something, cause they busy teaching nothing. It be like they love the line, they appreciate the front. Staying true to mine, and I ain't need a cosign. Never validate my structure, keep on building the incline. Stay on top of all my numbers, watch the money incline. Ain't it funny how they betrayed me? We was friends at one time.
Let's Talk Nikki Radio goes down in 3, 2.
Okay, now Nikki, 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 man, I've been popped off.
Okay,
now Nikki, 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 man, I've been popped off.
Okay,
now Nikki, 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 man, I've been popped off.
Yes, 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 man. The show tonight was crazy, man. We had motherfucking Young Phil on the ones and twos. We had Solo Dolo calling in, man. We got DJ Fife, goddamn, turning up the motherfucking mics for me, man. And we also had Boo Thang calling in. I want to give a shout out to everybody that's tuning in on my live. Just give me some good feedback. I appreciate all that love. Make sure y'all call in. Let me know how y'all feel about tonight's show. If y'all want to be a part of it, just call me 515-605-9898. Email me your music. You want your shit spin live on Let's Talk Nikki Radio on IFM Radio Nation, man. Email me at Let's Talk Nikki Radio at gmail.com. Okay, if you want to know more about our brand, if you want to know more about our magazine, how you can get them get on satellite radio and Roku and all this good stuff that we got going on for you motherfucking artists, these distribution bills, all this. If you want to know all this, man, hit me up, man. I'm the plug right now. If you didn't motherfucking know, I just be sitting on shit. But hit me up, man, if you're really serious, man. I got them picture right here and picture right there, man. Coming up next, my bitch Jazz on 704. You better know it. And Big Bad Bricks, man. It's going down Charlotte, North Carolina, 704 West Side, man. I'm East Side shit, though, but I represent all sides, man. East, South, North, West, South. Okay. Anywho, make sure y'all got them tuned into that. And make sure if y'all want to call me on the music reviews, call me at 910-556-9371. We lit, man. Until next time, until next Monday, I love everybody. Ooh, DJ, spit something. Turn me up, man. I'm out.
I don't give a fuck, no cooler, if you wanna burn.
Let's Talk Nikki Radio goes down in 3, 2.
Okay, now Nikki, 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 man, I've been popped off. Okay, now Nikki, 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 man, I've been popped off. Okay, now Nikki, 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 man, I've been popped off.
Bitch, I'm bae.
Y'all hoes stay capping, stay mad.
All about the stack and get.